This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette will look into straightening the curbs on Foothill Boulevard, which should cut down on winter traffic issues and fix some drainage problems in the area. County 17 says the cost of the new roadway comes in at about $3.5 million and would require purchasing access to a vacant lot near Bridger Street. Expanding and transforming the use of coal and coal-based resources to produce coal-based products will be the focus of a research project at the Powder River Basin, funded by the U.S. Department of Energy through the University of Wyoming. This project will work to advance Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon's directive to strive towards net negative carbon emissions. Campbell County Parks and Recreation and the Bell Knob Golf Course are looking to hire for various positions. Applications can be obtained online at ccgov.net or in person. A list of positions available is posted on the Campbell County's Facebook page. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A Moorcroft man's disappearance 2 years ago remains an unsolved mystery, despite the best efforts of his friends and family. Chance Engelbert walked away from a family gathering in July of 2019 and was never seen again. Since then, there have been several searches for him to no avail. The family has a Facebook page dedicated to him and the search for him posted as Let's Start with Chance. The town of Wright has posted a survey about keeping chickens within the town boundaries. The link to that survey can be found on the Wright, Wyoming Facebook page. The Gillette Recreation Center is closed for its annual facility maintenance through this weekend and will open again on Monday at 5 a.m., except for the lap pool, which will reopen on Thursday morning at 5. If you have any questions, please contact the Rec Center or visit the website ccprd.com. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.